This is the Young Investor for the New Investor podcast, and today is Sunday, so all the markets are closed. However, I do look forward to tomorrow's Apple event. This could be the start of something new for Apple, and I guess we will learn more tomorrow. So I've started something new. I've started an Instagram page where I can publish my portfolio performance daily on weekdays. So you just need to search for the New Investor podcast. Please do follow me. I would highly appreciate that. And I will illustrate everything I talk about here onto my Instagram page. So on Sundays, I remember I usually used to go to a few malls around the city of Bangkok as to release some of that weekly accumulated stress from work. And I believe shopping was the answer, which obviously I used to convince myself that everything I bought was very well deserved after all. And that's what I kept saying myself before triggering a buy. I deserve it. Obviously, I remember going full on around the shops, clothes, electronics, home decor, high-end groceries, finish the day, hop onto an Uber, but not any Uber, the Uber Black, please, twice the price. And then I used to tell my wife, I said, how much do you think we spent today? And we used to guess, and it ended up being $600 or $700 of items, which I don't even remember today which they were. And that would be every single week, and every single weekend, obviously, a Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday only, not accounting for restaurants and other things. So doing the math, $3,500 per month on things, I would have tripled my net worth today. Really. So, you know, I have climbed the corporate ladder. I worked hard and with passion to reach a high level in my organization. It was all I knew, work, play, save nothing, and thinking that somehow I had no need to plan a future or provide me with life options for myself and my wife as well. But I still wanted to make it to the top. I recall that, you know, I used to be very committed to becoming rich, even though I was spending more than 55% of my salary. I don't know about you, but I call that a delusion. So to have a choice in life is what we should all be aiming for, I believe, and that does start by having liquidity, and a lot of it. So it took a while for me to jumpstart my brain into the right mindset. So when did I realize that I was an idiot? I have posted on my Instagram page some pictures you can see today, a trip that I had with my close friends. We rented a yacht out of all things and for a few days, full service yacht. We wanted to taste what we could not afford. Live like a millionaire for a few days. I came back home with a few pictures and a few laughs, but I had no joy. So one day, while I was scrolling through Netflix, you know, I'm sure we all do that, and I stumbled onto a documentary. It was called Minimalism. It was splendid, a splendid view of the world, and addressed my mental issues pretty quickly. Now, I'm not a minimalist, but I kept very valuable principles until today, and that actually triggered a self-improvement, self-education spree that took me in a matter of a month only to discover a new passion, a passion about what I actually hated the most, from school days and until my day-to-day at 30 years plus, I still hated it. Corporate finance and the stock market. I was always afraid of these two, afraid to not be smart enough to understand that it was the smarter guys, not the regular hotelier, that could play in this yard. So I was actually dead wrong. We're smarter than we think. We have access to the greatest source of knowledge, the internet, opening up unlimited options for yourself. I grasped everything I could grasp that would teach me how to invest. There is no need for online courses, believe me, that cost thousands of dollars. You can do this all by yourself. It's just fear. Overcome your fear of the unknown and you'll be fine. I started the journey that will see actually my net worth increase by 20 times since January 2018. For all the big spenders out there, I have good news for you. It feels even better to invest your cash than to spend on dumb items to impress people you may hate and that brings no value whatsoever to your life. It's a good feeling. You feel like you're spending money, but it's actually going into your investment and your future. So the feeling is the same, guaranteed. So every month, when I pay myself, I feel like I have achieved all my goals for the months. I am pumped and ready to go back to work as to increase my income, meaning maybe being promoted or get that yearly bonus. It triggered a chain of events that you did not expect could be possible. So now I'm working on two other sources of income. Even if they are flat now, you will witness them grow, and hopefully we would be talking about your own journey when this podcast matures and I have more than one listener, my wife, for now. So that is the mindset of the new investor, an unlimited source of energy towards achieving it, his financial goals. He has left his old life behind forever. So it is all upside now, all upside. A few points, very easy to remember and to follow. Stop spending immediately on things that do not bring value to your life. Assess your current financial situation. Start clearing your outstanding debt. Open a brokerage account, even if you have pennies to invest in the beginning. Once debt is cleared, all your extra cash after expenses goes in there. Invest in companies and sectors you understand and even love, and that produce dividends. Stay informed and refer to the previous episodes in my podcast to have more information. Stay disciplined and repeat the process over and over. Ensure you have a yearly objective and go for it. I look forward to that week, guys, and I would love to hear from you as well. Reach out and let's learn from each other. In the meantime, please do follow me on Instagram at the New Investor Podcast, and I also hope this podcast gets approved on iTunes very soon. Take care, everybody. Have a fantastic week.